You're listening to The Mark White Show.
That's a good how do you do.
Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations, framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook where the eye captures the moment. And it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
CEI Bookstore and Truth Publications have been serving you and your family since 1955. With their wide selection of Christian books, Bibles, gifts, and more, there is something there for everyone. Did you know that they ship thousands of packages a month all over the United States and the world? Stop by their storefront in Athens, Alabama, or shop their wide selection anytime at truthbooks.com. Be sure to use promo code MARKWHITE at checkout for 15% off of your purchase. That's promo code MARKWHITE at truthbooks.com for 15% off.
For all your
strawberry
needs, I suggest J. Calvert Farm, located 3 miles south of Dodge City on Highway 69, exit 299 off Interstate 65. J. Calvert Farm currently has
strawberries.
Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farm in Dodge City, Alabama.
J. Calvert Farm. Strawberries. Let's go, Daddy.
Hey, everybody. This is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey, y'all. This is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, folks. This is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I am glad that you can be with us today. As always, as you tune in, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire us all to make a difference. Julie Tucker reached out to me about a special foundation that she founded 6 years ago, and it's the Alabama PKU Foundation. Her daughter Hadley was diagnosed with PKU when she was born, and Julie decided that she not only wanted to help Hadley, but bring awareness to this subject and help other families that are part of this PKU community. I'd like to welcome right now Julie Tucker to The Mark White Show. Welcome, Julie.
Thanks so much for having me, Mark.
I am glad to have you, and this subject is one that maybe a lot of people aren't aware of because it falls under the rare disease category.
That's right. So PKU is considered a rare disorder in the United States and across the world. So currently there are over 16,000 people in the U.S. with PKU, but there are many other genetic metabolic disorders as well. And in Alabama, we have at least 400 patients right now who fall under that metabolic category.
So you started the Alabama PKU Foundation as a nonprofit 501c3?
Yes, that's correct.
How long did it take for you to be able to establish as a 501c3?
So it took a couple of years to get all of the paperwork done. I leaned heavily on other organizations that had gone before. Tennessee and Georgia have very strong PKU organizations, and so I took a lot of advice from their founders. So it took a little bit to get going. Once we got really motivated board members, we were able to get that started.
One of the things I mentioned in a post as I was introducing the Alabama PKU Foundation was that there are so many parents out there who have started organizations, foundations, because they had children who were diagnosed with a disease, an illness, or a disorder, and they did not see a lot of community when it came to that subject. So they said, this is my child, and I want to make a difference and make an impact. So suddenly, something that they maybe did not know about becomes very important in their life, and they decide to move forward in a big way, helping others as well.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, as you know, having a child, especially a child with a special need of any kind, really motivates you to raise awareness and to be able to help others. So I remember when Hadley was just 10 days old and we were at the clinic for the very first time, right after we found out about her diagnosis. And I just remember those feelings and knowing that, you know, if I could do anything to help other families going through the same thing, I wanted to.
When you first received the diagnosis when Hadley was born, did you feel confused, lost? What would you say your feelings were as you heard PKU maybe for the first time in your life?
Right. So we are actually in a very unique position in that we had an adult friend who had PKU. So we knew a little bit about it. We were definitely in the minority on that. Most people, like you said, have never heard of it before. So we knew that Hadley would be okay. We just didn't really know how we would get there. So we knew it was going to be a long journey, and we had a lot left to learn.
Now, I was learning about the two different forms of PKU, one that's more severe and one that is not as severe. Can you share about the two different types that you know about there?
Sure. So there is the main type, which is referred to as classical PKU, which is a little bit more restrictive as far as protein intake is concerned. And then the other one is referred to as hyperphe, which is a little bit more mild. A lot of those patients are able to tolerate a little bit more protein in their diet, but the treatment is generally the same.
And where have most of the studies for PKU come from? I know that you said that in Tennessee and in Kentucky, they had a pretty good foundation as far as PKU. Where is most of the work being done to help the PKU community?
So there's actually a national organization. It's called the National PKU Alliance. Their website is actually npkua.org, and they focus a lot on research. They have helped fund many different studies on different drugs, different gene therapies, just researching PKU and how they can help patients.
What did they think about your effort in Alabama when you first started it? Did you connect with them prior to starting the Alabama PKU Foundation, or did you connect with them afterward?
So I had worked with them a couple of times in the past for different fundraisers and things, and they were very supportive. They are always willing to help give advice. And so with them, with the national organization, with the other state organizations, and with the support of our clinic, I was really able to get this off the ground.
So you actually have a brick and mortar clinic where people can go that are diagnosed with PKU?
Yes. So the clinic in Alabama is located in Birmingham. The center itself actually existed before our organization. So we did not fund the actual clinic itself, but we offer new family packets for newly diagnosed families. We provide things like a scale, measuring spoons, baby bottles, information about PKU, things like that. So our organization provides those things, and then we give them to our clinic to distribute as needed.
Excellent. So as we think about the formula shortage, that very much is in line with the work you're doing in the PKU community, correct?
Yes. So the formula shortage has really affected the people in the PKU community and the larger metabolic community as well. So Abbott stopped shipping metabolic formulas back in February. So we're, you know, at 3 months now. And it's been hard to find a proper substitute formula for a lot of people, you know, especially like in Hadley's case, she's been on the same formula for 10 years. And so switching to something different is not as simple as it may seem. And unfortunately, well, fortunately, we were able to find a different formula that she will tolerate. But unfortunately, the new company is so overwhelmed with the sudden demand that a lot of their formulas are now on back order as well.
That brings up the question, what are the options for PKU families if they're not able to get this special formula?
Well, that's a good question, Mark. I mean, it's something that I have honestly lost a lot of sleep over in the last 3 months. It's very stressful not knowing how you're going to be able to feed your child, especially your child with special dietary and medical needs.
And we think about those families that are struggling with those questions, and I'm sure you're not the only one who is losing sleep at night. All the scenarios, all the various scenarios that can come up in your mind, and I'm sure that that really plagues you during this time, and I'm sorry that families are going through that. The least I could do as the Mark White Show was post, how can people connect? And I did make a post hoping that maybe someone who had something was what another person needed and maybe connect people together and network. And I've noticed that on your page, the Alabama PKU Foundation, you have done very similar to that.
Yes, we, you know, we're a tight-knit group, even though we're spread out across the country. I have never met another PKU family that isn't willing to, you know, do anything they can to help someone else.
Well, that's exactly what we need when these crises come up, and we need to come together and find ways that we can make a difference. Yeah, we can talk about the problem, but it's always good to try to come up with a solution if it's possible. And I know that there are people out there who have maybe stocked up on some formulas, maybe have some things that others need, and it's a good time for people to connect and share and say, I have this, do you need this? And be able to work with each other in that way.
Yes, absolutely. So I just wanted to mention that, you know, this formula can provide up to 80% of a person's nutrition with PKU or another metabolic disorder. And unfortunately, when the formula shortage is over, which hopefully will be sooner rather than later, there are thousands of people in this country who still do not have access to medical food and formula because insurance won't pay. And so the total annual cost to treat a metabolic disorder can be up to $25,000. And so the National PKU Alliance has done a lot of work to promote the Medical Nutrition Equity Act, which would require insurance companies to pay for these treatments.
And Julie, we'll take a quick break, but when we come back, I do want to include in the next segment how people can connect, obviously, with the Alabama PKU Foundation, not only for the other work you're doing, but maybe as a resource to connect with those who have formulas that others need, okay?
Sounds good.
Folks, right now we're talking to Julie Tucker. She is the founder of Alabama PKU Foundation. We're talking about PKU today, highlighting this rare disorder. Her daughter Hadley was born with PKU, and this has been something that Julie is very passionate about, and I'm glad to have her here on The Mark White Show today to share about PKU. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore, Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes. For those of us who are directly responsible for the care of loved ones, we want to do the very best we can to take care of them. This is where estate planning is so important. With estate planning, you can still take care of your loved ones even when you're gone. I encourage you to make a plan by going to BamaEstatePlanning.com. Harlan Mitchell has all the tools you need to make a solid plan for your family, just like I did. That's BamaEstatePlanning.com. Make a plan and do it today. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
This is Cora White inviting you to tune in every Saturday to Cora's Corner on The Mark White Show.
Extra hard all day. He finishes up early so he can get away.
Welcome back to The Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can be with us today as we highlight the subject of PKU. I have the founder of Alabama PKU Foundation, Julie Tucker, on the line with me right now. As stated in the first segment, her daughter Hadley was diagnosed with PKU from birth. This created within Julie a desire to do more and to make a difference for other families facing PKU. Welcome back to The Mark White Show, Julie Tucker.
Thanks, Mark.
As we talked about, Julie, when Hadley was first diagnosed, you were fortunate in that you had another family that you could connect with and you could feel more comfortable about Hadley's situation. That's not always the case for other families, as you mentioned, when it comes to shortages and other tools that maybe families don't have across the country. That is one thing maybe that people don't have, is a resource to go directly to and to feel comfortable about their PKU diagnosis.
Yes, that's right. So many families have never heard of PKU before, and many of the other metabolic disorders are even more rare than PKU.
When you started the Alabama PKU Foundation, how quickly did the community form as far as people saying, oh, there's a place where I can go now and learn more about PKU? Did you see a quick response or has it taken a while?
I did see a quick response, mainly because of the support of the National PKU Alliance and also surrounding states promoting our organization. Prior to the Alabama PKU Foundation, many people in our state were going to Tennessee and Georgia to participate in some of their family events. And so when we started our group, we were excited to offer family events and outings closer to home.
Tell us about the information packets that you put together for families through the Alabama PKU Foundation and the clinic in Birmingham.
Sure. So with PKU, it requires very strict dietary management. And so each bit of food that the person eats needs to be weighed on a kitchen scale, a gram scale, to keep up with how much fee they are consuming from food. We also have to weigh out a certain amount of the metabolic formula each day. So that's something that a lot of people don't have on hand when their baby is first born and first diagnosed. And so we wanted to alleviate the stress of having to run out and find a scale, run out and find measuring spoons, run out and find, you know, a baby bottle to feed their child this formula all of a sudden. And so we put together this packet so that new families have one less thing to worry about. We also include just basic information about PKU just to educate the parents, and also information about our organization, the national organization, so that they can reach out and find more information and find families to connect with.
Obviously, this takes money. Have you run into any hurdles when it comes to being able to supply and put together these kits for families?
So, of course, anyone who runs a nonprofit organization knows that donations are essential to the life of your organization. And so, fortunately, we have had wonderful donations from people affected by PKU, but also friends and family. And so, through those donations, we have been able to supply these kits for parents for, I'd say, the last 5 years.
Julie, when you think about friends and family, what is it that you would say they need to understand or know, in particular about Hadley? You can use your own personal experience, but if there are families out there and they have other family members or friends that they really need their support, but maybe they don't understand about PKU, what is it they should know about PKU to be able to be supportive to those families?
So one thing that our doctor told us from the very beginning is not to ever feel sorry for Hadley because of her diet restrictions. And I really took that to heart, and we have used that to really empower ourselves, but also to empower Hadley that, you know, sure, she eats a little bit differently than most people, but if she follows this diet and takes care of herself for, you know, her lifetime, she will be able to do anything and everything that another person could do. She will be able to go to college. She will be able to have the career of her choice, to have a family in the future. And so we're so grateful for that.
So, Julie, if we have people who are listening who want to dive into PKU and learn more about it, maybe it's something today that for the first time they've heard about PKU and they say, I need to go do some research, I need to learn more, where would they even start?
So they can find Alabama PKU Foundation on Facebook. They can also visit the National PKU Alliance website at npkua.org. They can also go to metabolicformula.org, which is a special site that the national group has started due to the formula shortage crisis. They can find out a little bit more about how metabolic formulas are so important for these disorders.
And for the families out there who are in a situation where it's quite critical when it comes to formula, we want to try to build a community that is out there that says, hey, I have this. Would you like this or do you need this? And then we basically come up with a area of trading, if you will, where people have the things that others need. I think it's a perfect time for that as people see maybe what they have an overstock of.
Sure. So the treatment and the formula is so individualized for each person. You know, each person has a different tolerance and has a different formula need. So I would really suggest, you know, they're welcome to send me a message on our Facebook page. But I would also really suggest just contacting the clinic in Birmingham, because they would really be able to guide them on, you know, what formulas are best for their child or their teenager, or even if they're an adult needing formula, and help them in that process.
And how can they contact the clinic in Birmingham, Julie?
So the clinic itself is through Children's of Alabama, and so you can contact them.
As we think about PKU and the diagnosis that Hadley had when she was born, we think about other families who maybe will receive that diagnosis in the future and what you experienced and your family experienced. And we certainly want people to be as prepared as possible. And we appreciate the fact that Alabama PKU Foundation exists, along with others that have formed to try to help these families, because I imagine unlike your own experience where you had that family that could support you, as we mentioned, there are those who will not have that, but they will have the resource called the Alabama PKU Foundation, and we certainly want people to join that group, join that page, and be part of the effort, and that way they can have a tool and resource that they can present to people when they hear that acronym again, PKU.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, to be able to educate one person about PKU or about metabolic disorders in general is really my goal. And fortunately, throughout the years, I've been able to educate many people about it. And I'm so thankful for that opportunity.
Again, we want people to go to Alabama PKU Foundation and then also the National Alliance. Let me get this pulled up again here. Make sure I've got the information in front of me. It is the National PKU Alliance, and they can go to npkua.org, and they can find out about their mission to improve the lives of individuals with PKU and pursue a cure. And we hope that one day there is a cure, but until there is, people can have the tools and resources and the network and the families to connect with and find out more about PKU and how they can manage when it comes to that diagnosis. Julie, I appreciate you joining me here on the Mark White Show today.
Thanks so much for having me, Mark. Thanks for taking the time to research PKU and to have me on your show.
Absolutely. Again, go to Alabama PKU Foundation on Facebook and then also National PKU Alliance. Find out more information. The website, again, npkua.org. Here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers like Julie Tucker and Hadley, and we appreciate her joining us here on the show today to share about the Alabama PKU Foundation. I want you to follow the Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram and subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You can now listen to the Mark White Show on 98.1 The Beat every Sunday morning at 7 a.m. And I appreciate each and every one of you who are listening on Sundays and sharing this show with others. I want you to share the show with your family, your friends, and your neighbors, and let them know what we're doing through the Mark White Show to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. You have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show, and this is Mark White, encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Hi, I'm Elena Burt.
I'm Chandler Mordecai.
I'm Harper Howard.
And you're listening to The Mark White Show. Let's find a way to make a difference today.
There are moments in life you wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. Yours anytime, online, every month. Where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Looking for direction in this volatile market? Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones financial advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
And gentle people who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. Ah, these are my kind of people.